Good morning, this is Radio Richard Island. A reading from my book, Visitant Eve. Eve had spent the entire night in a lonely place, listening in her heart to the Almighty. And with the coming of the dawn, she knew that the new day was going to be different from previous days. It was going to bring her a greater pain of heart. It was about the midday hour, and she found herself to be in an isolated place where rocks had once been quarried. And with walking, she had smelt the stench of fiendish laughter coming from up ahead. Her heart stirred within her as she slowly approached the edge of a massive hole, an open quarry. And the terrible sight that she beheld therein would have caused anyone else's heart to immediately congeal, would have caused even a heart of marble to melt. But Eve's heart was a witnessing heart to the power of the Almighty. What she beheld there before her was an abomination, the absolute lowest of the lowest of human actions. There within that quarry crater, and all dressed in their full regalia, was a group of Catholic Christian bishops, priests, nuns, and ordained brothers of all ages, sexually molesting thousands of children. Thousands of children, both boys and girls, ranging in ages from about 5 to somewhere about 13. And the only sound to be heard smelled from out of that den was that of the stench of the depraved laughter of the captives. The captives having been traumatized senseless into silence. And Eve did stretch forth her right hand, and her heart did call the children to come up to her. And when the crater was completely emptied of every child, she lowered her hand. And she opened her mouth to speak to those therein, to speak to them, the lowest of the low, saying, "The hour of the Almighty has come upon you, for you have disowned what it means to be human. You have disgraced your siblings, parents, and your ancestors. You have insulted your privileged calling. You have distorted the words of the sacred text. You have destroyed the innocent and the pure, which had been given in full trust into your care. But above all, you have turned your backs on the love of the Almighty. May the Almighty's way of dealing with your kind be according to the Almighty's way." And they there within began to frantically try to crawl up out of the crater, crawling up out of it by stampeding and stumping on top of each other. But not one of them, not a single one of them, was able to set themselves free from that place. And they were with crying up to Eve for mercy, saying, "It was the beauty and the innocence of the children that made us do it. Yes, yes, the children are all possessed of troublesomes of beauty and innocence. It was their troublesomes that made us do it. Cast them back and set us free instead, for it is they who made us do such terrible and deplorable things. We were only trying to rid them of their troublesomes of beauty and innocence. We were only doing the Almighty's work of trying to rid the world of such possessions." And Eve did make them no reply, but only turned and began to walk away with leading the children from the horrible scene. And she did leave them who were there within the crater to the might of the Almighty. And with having come some distance, she and the children turned and watched as clouds gather there in the sky, solely above the crater, a host of dark clouds. And there did pour down hailstones, sleet, and rain in torrents into that hole, until it became all but filled level with the surrounding land. Not a single inhabitant of the therein was given to survive that torrential outpouring from the above. And the thousands of children, who were all still in a state of traumatized silence, found themselves being bathed by the warmth of the sun. And they became as newborn children, with no remembrance whatsoever of what had happened to them, not alone on that day, but for the last few years of their life. Nor were they left with any damages whatsoever to their bodies. And Eve was with tears of joy at her scenting the lovely fragrance of children's laughter filling the air. And the Almighty did return each of the children to their parents. Now many among those parents felt greatly ashamed of themselves, for they on numerous occasions, having been over-interested in their own life, had turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to their sons' pleas for help and their daughters' cries upon waking out of nightmares. And the Almighty dealt unto those parents with compassion, for they too, like their children, had been victims of that system. That system which they had been cultured from generations to generations to believe to be alone the Almighty's system.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.